105 The Game. Sports Revolution continues. Willie Donick, Joe Dubin here with you. Time to talk a little Nashville Predators before we get into the Greg Williams topic at 5 o'clock. We're going to go a little broader with our topic with Greg Williams. By the way, one factor that we do need to throw out there, Joe, as we bring in Tom Callahan, on those ratings, remember it was a cable game between Vanderbilt and Tennessee as opposed to local TV in the case of Florida, Kentucky, and the NBA game. So factor that in. Still, though, I'm a little surprised at the gap there.
Yeah.
Just keeping that in mind.
It's every week you see Kentucky there.
Tom Callahan's on the line with us. Predators with three big home games this week before heading out west for a long stretch of games. And Tom, I thought Josh Cooper illustrated it pretty well in the Tennessean today. These are three big games. They've had a lot of these where they play a week on the road, come back, play a week at home. That's pretty easy to gear up for, I would think, as a player. You get into that rhythm. But after this week, there's that long road trip, and then it's kind of home road for a while.
Well, actually, it's mostly road, home, road. We play after this week's stretch, Willie. 9 of the last 14 are on the road for this Preds team. So not only is capitalizing this week important with the three big games that we've got coming up, but also, I mean, these guys, hey, you got to learn to win on the road if you're going to win in the playoffs. And it's a good stretch for the Preds heading forward here into the month of April.
They've got to feel pretty good about how the three guys that they acquired have acclimated so far. Still a long way to go, but at least all three of those guys can feel like they've made a contribution so far, and that's a good sign.
Absolutely. And you know that first goal the other night against Florida, I kind of smiled to myself when I saw all three of them show up on the sheet. Gostad wins a defensive zone draw back to Hal Gill, who's out there because of the draws in the defensive zone, and he moves the puck quickly ahead. And, you know, Andre Kostitsyn jets down the ice with it, and just what a beautiful wrist shot in off the far post. It was exactly a microcosm of what all three of those guys were brought in to do, whether it's winning draws, moving the puck well in the case of Hal Gill and playing defense, and then Kostitsyn, they want that guy to set up and score goals.
And that's the thing about Kostitsyn that I think is the beauty of the move to bring him in. He doesn't have to do that every night. Certainly would be nice if he does. But if he just has some games like that where he's a difference maker, because that was a game on Saturday where if you didn't see the game and you looked at the stats, you're thinking, boy, they gave up 40 shots. They didn't dominate by any stretch at all. They got a great game from Pekka-Rinne, but they needed somebody to make a big play or two, and Kostitsyn made two.
Yeah, and he's so capable. I mean, he's a little bit bigger than his brother Sergei, the older of the two brothers, and he's played a little longer, but he's got a devastating shot, and he is really, really good when he's got his head up. He sees the play very well, and he's a guy, Willie, who, as you mentioned, he can be a game breaker, and we saw, even in his first game, he wasn't super comfortable out there. Took him a little while to get acclimated, but he makes plays, and he can set guys up. And if, you know, perhaps whether it's Leglund or maybe Hornqvist can finish some of those opportunities, that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing, is if he's able to mesh with those two guys.
Tom, they take on L.A., Colorado, and Detroit this week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Any similarities in these three teams, or are these three teams completely different in the way they approach and play the game?
Well, yes, in a way. I mean, L.A. and Detroit are both very focused on their defense, although they have both very gifted offensive players. L.A. actually felt comfortable enough with its defense that it went and dealt one of the bright young stars in the league in Jack Johnson, who acquired Jeff Carter. But they've gotten fantastic goaltending out of Jonathan Quick. They really have, and that's why L.A.'s been in as many games as they have and been able to hang around as much as they have. The Kings actually do need to find a way to start scoring some goals. Colorado is a team that, they've had to kind of get things done by committee. They've got a lot of youngsters on that team, young players who have been coming around and playing well. They've been a lot of cast-offs and moving parts. And Colorado, consistency has been a bit of a bugaboo for them this year. You don't necessarily know what you're getting from night to night. And then, of course, the Red Wings are the Red Wings. I mean, they're still playing well, although Jimmy Howard just got hurt. Lidstrom is out right now for this hockey club. They're missing a bunch of big names. Datsyuk's out. Bertuzzi's out. Eves, Erickson, Kindle. That's a long list of injuries. yet they're still finding a way to win, and they're tied for the top of the division right now.
Tom, I got to tell you, some Preds fans today were talking about on the Twitterverse about, man, it'd be great to get 4 points this week. If we could, four's good, maybe three, maybe four. That's kind of a – I don't like the way to look at games like that. I think you need to focus on, look, they play L.A. tomorrow night. That should be the most important game of any game the rest of the year, is the next one. Get those 2 points and move on. Do you like when people talk about the next three games? We need to get at least 4 points here.
Well, you know, as far as our purposes being, you know, on talk radio, sure. Let's speculate all you want. I mean, that really drives the engine. But as far as the team goes, yeah, the focus is squarely on L.A. And it's a team that has played us close. Carter, when he was with Columbus, did some serious damage to this team earlier on this year, even though we were able to come back and win that game. You've really got to focus on the weapons. And the thing is, when you look at a team like L.A., they are desperate. They've got a lot to play for. They're 1 point onto the final playoff spot coming into today. They have not been scoring a whole heck of a lot of goals this year, but they made moves to try to fix that. You know they're going to be hungry. They're going to be desperate. You've got to respect that, and you cannot look past them.
Tom, before I let you go, I'm going to ask it. I'm not sure what kind of reaction you're going to have, because you know, it's one of those things that you cannot give an accurate answer because we just don't know. But as you probably know, on the Twitter, there are some of the diehard fans that enjoy the rattle off watch. They are keeping tabs on the playoff series that's going on right now in the KHL, and Radulov's team, for those that have not followed this, is actually down 3-1 if they are eliminated in the playoff series. There is some speculation that, and I guess it's not speculation to say, that he might have the opportunity to exercise an out in his contract and head over to Nashville and play for the Predators. I don't know if that's a pipe dream or what, but any chance of that happening would start with them being eliminated from the playoffs.
It would, and you know, it's funny that Radulov has said things along the lines of, I have an out. His team has said, nothing really. The league has said, the KHL has said, well, we're not really aware of anything like that, and they kind of try to downplay it. So whatever agreement he's got in place there, honestly, Willie, nobody knows for sure. And second of all, as we've seen, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But if you have a chance to add him, you've got to look at it. And if I'm him and my team gets bounced over there, I mean, you have to fulfill 1 year, but the minute you come here to play the rest of the regular season, you've done that. Really, you know, you weigh the good with the bad. What kind of chemistry issue would you have? You know, what kind of place would you put him in the lineup? I mean, you always want to bring in a guy who is supremely gifted like he is. You know, it would be a different dynamic for the team. And it's something that, you know, if the time comes and if that's a possibility, that would be a great add for Nashville. But I'll believe it when I see it is really the approach I take with it. You know, I'm not 100% convinced that he doesn't want to play out next year and, you know, be there one more season and figure things out from there. So, but at some point, I mean, if he wants to come back, he's got to do it through Nashville.
The intriguing thing to me is if you're the Predators, do you want him or not? Yeah, you probably in a vacuum, you definitely want him back. I would think if his team were to lose, you might have enough time for him to come over here, take a week to get acclimated. You play enough games in the regular season that you could feel pretty good about him getting, you know, reworked, reassimilated, I guess, back into the system before the playoffs start. If they were to play another playoff series, I don't know if I'd want him joining the team, as good as he is, for the last one or two regular season games, or four or five, whatever the number would be. So if it's going to happen, I would hope that it happens now. Otherwise, I think I would rather have him show up next year and, you know, work. Let's deal with it in the offseason and build the team accordingly.
Well, let's just hypothetical say they get bounced in the next couple of days, and it takes them a few days to get back and regroup and come over. And if he comes over the week the team is out on the West Coast with Phoenix and San Jose, you let him get a couple of days under him to adjust the time change, a couple of practices. If you bring him in either at the end of that road trip, or maybe he plays you know, the home game against Edmonton on the 20th, okay, well, then he's got, you know, 10 games. That's fine. If it's later than that, yeah, it is going to be a question mark. And, you know, do you bring him over and take the chance that maybe he's, you know, not able to work his way in or get over it? I don't know what time zone they're in. But, I mean, if you're coming from Russia, it's a minimum 8-hour time change, and it could be much longer than that. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see how even his body would adapt and how long it would really take him to get ready, you know, physically to be able to go out there. And that's, you know, systems and practices aside.
Tom, it's going to be fun to speculate if they do lose, because the rattle-off watch will go to a next level if and when that happens. But in the meantime, get some rest, and we'll see you at the rink tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it, Willie. Should be fun.
All right, Tom Callahan, he'll be on the call tomorrow night as the Predators take on the Los Angeles Kings at Bridgestone Arena. Kings Tuesday, Avs on Thursday, Red Wings on Saturday, three home games. And then, as Tom mentioned, a lot of road games coming up. So if you haven't been to a game here recently, take a shot at it tonight. Jump on the bandwagon, because it's going to be fun in the March insanity. Now, when we come back, we're going to get to the Greg Williams topic. Stay tuned. We've got more coming on the Sports Revolution here on 102.5 The Game.